What a great song. Thank you so much. Today our scripture reading comes from the 16th chapter of Acts, verses 9 through 15. Listen for the word of God. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to him. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony, and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The voice of God that Paul heard through the man in Macedonia saying, "Come on over here, we need your help. We need the gospel." The voice of God that Paul heard through this man pleading for help in Macedonia. The voice of God that Paul heard changed the direction of his journey and his previous plans. And so what happened? Instead of continuing to go in Asia to revisit the churches he had founded on his first missionary journey, from Troas, he went over the Aegean Sea into new territory that we now call Europe. And in Philippi, that we now call the gateway to Europe. And the Christian faith and the gospel entered new territory. And it was there in Macedonia that Paul founded churches in Philippi, Thessalonica, and Corinth. Five of the New Testament epistles were all written to these three churches. You can take that very verse in Acts, in which the Macedonian call goes out and Paul responds. You can take that verse and you can say that's the hinge upon which all of Acts turns. Because from now on, the gospel is going to go not only from Jerusalem to Judea, from Judea to Samaria, but from Samaria to the uttermost parts of the sea. And the book of Acts is the story of the Holy Spirit working through the apostles, working through Paul, giving them a new map, new direction. And the church takes this wonderful, wonderful adventure. The book of Acts, we've been taking a look at the new sign, the signs of new life. And the sign of new life today is a new map. The sign that we have new life is that God gives us a new map, new direction. Our Christian life is a journey. And it is a journey that we don't always know where it will take us. And when I look at you two confirmands this morning, I want to say you have no idea what's in store. None of us did when we were 12, 13, 14 years of age. And we went through what you did. But I can tell you this, you can trust the Spirit to lead you and guide you. And oh, the places you'll go, the things you'll do. You have no idea how God will use you. You're just beginning right now. And God has given you a map. And my word to you today is just simply keep on the path. And God will show you the rest. Just keep on the path. You're now a member of the body of Christ. Continue in worship. Support the church with your prayers, presence, gifts, your service, and your witness. Just keep on the path. God's Spirit will lead you and guide you. And to all the rest of us in here who are older and more mature, who have been on this journey for a long time, I want to just take you and shake you and say, listen, this journey isn't over yet. God has every yet more good gifts to give us and things for us to do. And I wouldn't put it past Him to give you a new map in your life wherever you are right now. And the way God so often speaks is through another person who says, will you come over here and help us? You see, Conley just said he's going to Bolivia. He didn't plan on that last year. But he's kind of sensed a call to go. There are people who will be going to Appalachian Mountains this summer. There's people who right here in Cary go to places to help out. There are persons involved in Southeast Raleigh. There's that Macedonian call that's going out all the time. And most of the time we hear God's voice through someone else saying, come over here and help us. You know, it really inspires me when I hear young people who are gifted in all kinds of skills and talents, and the world says, come on over here and we promise you'll be successful and you'll rise to the top and you'll shine like a celebrity star. And in the midst of all that glimmer, that glitter, they hear a voice from the inner city schools saying, who's going to teach us? And they go over there. Nothing inspires me more than when people respond to the Macedonian call of help in their life and they go. And so the invitation today is this. Is God stirring up something in your life? You don't have to know exactly what it is right now, but is God perhaps stirring up within you a different direction? The invitation is to come. And Polly and I will pray for you. And here's what we believe. That if you'll merely just take the next doable step, the Spirit will guide you in the rest of the way to go. Thinking about these confirmands over here, when you live long enough, you'll look back and you'll see dots in your life. And when you go through your life, you don't always know what all those dots are about. You're just saying, my life's a bunch of dots. But then when you look back and you connect those dots, you'll see how the Holy Spirit was leading you and guiding you, and molding you and shaping you. And that's why I'm convinced that God calls us. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And when you respond to God's call, you wouldn't want to do anything else. I don't care what the salary is. So the invitation is, are you ready? Are you ready to take the next step? These two persons just took a big step. Very big step. Let us stand.